All right, guys. So for those of you on YouTube just getting logged in here, this is my midday market recap. You can see finishing the day up $1,815. I traded one stock. I kept it simple today. You can see these are my order entries. I got in with 5,000 shares at 250. I sold 5,000 at 269, 2,500 at 267, 1,250 at 269. And the rest coming back down. So a decent trade. We'll go over the whole thing here in 1 second so you guys can see it, SNGX. In total, it was a 9 minute long, I was all out by, 9:39. So 9 minutes into the day, I had my daily goal on SNGX. So let's scroll this back a little bit. So this was a stock gapping up, had an $11 price target out on it this morning. So that was our catalyst that was driving it up higher. It was on the watch list. We were watching it for a gap and go. It pops up, it starts to curl. It pops up pre-market, consolidates, and then when the bell rings, it pulls back down. It does a little red to green move. I didn't buy the red to green move. I let it pop up. It hit the half dollar, and as it pulled back off that level, as volume was increasing, I got in at 250. Pops up to 267, 267, and then does a 1 minute false breakout. This false breakout here is where I ended up selling. It popped up to 74, but then it didn't hold that level, and as it came back down, I bailed out. It consolidated sideways, came back up to 267, and then all the way up to 280, but it didn't really hold these levels and ended up coming back down. So you can see on this one, your opportunities were fairly short-lived. You had a little opportunity there, and you had a little opportunity right through here, which I didn't take, but you had two small opportunities. Neither of them were really well-sustained moves. So although it wasn't the easiest, with 10,000 shares, I was able to do fairly well. So in at 250, stop on this was 240, so about a 10-cent stop, roughly, and we got almost 20 cents of profit immediately, which was great. And then we got that little pullback, consolidation. I was hoping for a test of $3, and I knew the back of my mind target on this would be the 200 moving average at 339. So that's sort of what I was hoping we might see, but obviously we didn't get that far up. We didn't go that high. So, just something to keep in mind, the resistance around the 200 moving average, back of the mind target, but we don't always get to the top. So that was SNGX, one trade, entered with two orders, sold with one, two, three, four, five orders. So a total of seven trades today times 250 a trade. Not bad. Commissions are pretty reasonable. So overall, a good start to the week. I for sure would have loved to seen another opportunity pop up right away, turn this into a $4,000 or $5,000 day, but we just didn't see that. The other stock that was on watch this morning was CBAY, CBAY, but this one I felt very nervous about because right pre-market it was consolidating around 650, and then suddenly it breaks and squeezes up to 740. It looks great. Looks like it's going to be a good opportunity for a move up to 8, maybe higher. And then it drops all the way down to 650. It drops all the way back down. So that made me feel like I'm not going to be able to trust this. The bell rings. It pops to 614, 714, back down to 690, squeezes up to 777, and then drops back down under 6. So just a wild range. Lots of hidden sellers on that one where you would see a lot of buying at levels like 724, 725, lots of buying, but the stock doesn't break. It doesn't move higher. So someone unloading some pretty big size on this one, it seemed like, and now it's just fading a little bit. So one of the things I mentioned is that this is not my favorite daily setup where the stock has been moving up for a long time and then finally gaps higher. It feels like that's just sort of this final blast as it's way extended, ends up being this like shooting star, this sort of island way up there, and then the stock comes back down. I prefer setups like SNGX that are curling up off the bottom. those seem to be much more powerful. You have this long period of consolidation, and then when it starts to move up, traders look at that and they're like, look, my downside risk is only to the low of the pullback. It's really not that far relative to the upside potential, a move up to the 200 or maybe even higher. So for that reason, I really liked SNGX, wasn't as crazy about CBAY. TEMU also was on watch this morning, but didn't end up having good follow through, just sold off. Couple others, SPEX was also on watch, but didn't end up giving us a decent opportunity either. So not really the most exciting day, but one trade, daily goal. So that puts me at $1,815 on day 131. Today's my third consecutive green day. In the last 3 days, I've made $3,291. So not bad. And I had my red day, and now I'm getting back on the horse, moving my way back up. I'm definitely hoping that we see some really good opportunities this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, slowing down a little bit on Thursday and Friday, and then get back into it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. So, you know, the first half of the week is when we see the best opportunity. That's usually when things go really well and we see good opportunity. So I'm hoping that we'll see that both this week and next week. Okay, so that's about it for today. Like I said, not a lot to go over, just one trade, but only takes one. All right, so Mike, sure. So my entry was at 250, 5,000 shares. All I did was type in 5,000 shares right here like this with an entry at 250. Limit order might have been at 254, I don't remember, but whatever, 250. When I saw 250 on the ask, I press it once, I press it a second time. Boom, boom, I'm in the trade. I scale in just with smaller orders. I just feel a little more comfortable doing that. I could have also pressed it three times if I felt more confident, or even four times, but I didn't. I only pressed it twice, so added 2,500, or added 5,000, another 5,000. We pop up to 67. I'm holding, waiting for the first 1 minute pullback, and that's where I wanted to start taking some profits, start paying myself a little bit, because, you know, how many times have I said I was up $2,000 or $3,000, I didn't take the profit, ended up turning into a loss. So I was like, I'll sell half or around 70, and it pops up to 74, and I wanted to sell on the ask. I was hoping it would squeeze up to like 78 or 90, but then I started seeing some selling, and I said, you know what, I'm just going to hit the bid. So I sold on the bid, 5,000 shares on the bid, 269. And then I see it starting to sell, and I was like, I'll sell another half at 267. Just sell another half. So I basically sold 7,500 shares right away. Then I sold another half at... So each time I'm pressing Control X, sell half. Half of 10,000 is 5,000. So I sold half. Half of 5,000 is 2,500. Sold half. Half of 2,500 is 1,250. I sold half. Half of 1,250 is 625. I sold half. And then I finally just sold the rest at 259. So that was the way I scaled out, half, 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 and then full. And that, I think on this one, was probably the right move. It did end up going up to 80, but it didn't hold that level. So just important to remind yourself to pay yourself. Take the profit when you have it. And that's what I did today. It's the beginning of the week. I'm still trying to rebuild after a red day last week. So I'm definitely in the mindset of take the profit when I have it. All right. But SNGX with that $11 price target, gapping up with the catalyst, it was on our watch list pre-market. It made sense for an opportunity. I could have gotten in on the red to green move as low as about 38. I didn't get in that early. There wasn't enough volume. But once volume started to come up at 45, 46, 47, 48, that's when I decided to punch the order at 250 for the break of the half dollar. All right, so that's it for today. Hopefully that all makes sense. If you guys have questions or comments, you can put them, those of you on Facebook and YouTube, in the comments, and I'll come back and answer them later.
Oh, hey, I didn't see you there. Well, I was just working on the dream board for my next home run trade. Hopefully it comes soon. Until then, make sure you subscribe to get email alerts anytime I go live or upload new videos. Until then, happy surfing.